Joshu, wash your bowls. A monk said to Joshu, I have just entered this monastery. Please teach me. Joshu said, have you eaten your rice gruel? The monk said, yes, I have. Joshu said, wash your bowl. The monk understood. Mumon's comment. Joshu opened his mouth and showed his gallbladder, his heart, and his liver. I wonder if the monk really heard the truth. I hope he did not mistake the bell for a jar. Mumon's verse. Because it is so very clear, it takes so long to realize. If you just know that flame is fire, you will find your rice has long been cooked. You are sitting this crucial Rohatsu Sesshin, forging and tempering your practice. And now you have days of practice under your belt. Your practice has ripened. Today is the most important day. Today is the day that you start forth. You can devote body and mind to your practice. This day is the most important. With this one step, you arrive. I said it before on the second day, and on the third and on the fourth, climbing the mountain peak. This is the most important day. It's always only this day that is the most crucial. I'll say it again tomorrow too. Today is the most important because there is only this one day. Determine that this one day, newly, ever more single-mindedly, determine to just do your practice. This is being not of two minds. The practice that you've been shown is now, this one breath, this one step, this. There is just this, ever newly born, just this. There is nothing else. Everything is already you, yours. Nothing in excess, nothing left out. All, everything. Is that a problem for you? Are you receiving so much that it's heavy, it's troublesome? Couldn't be a problem. Whatever you bring up, it is the whole. You imagine you bring me, I, me, mine. How you imagine. Me brings with it the beggar's mentality, give me, asking for a handout. Me brings with it stinginess and meanness. Wanting something more, something different. Even so, you have just a bit and it's heavy, isn't it? Take a single sheet of paper and hold it flat in the palm of your hand. There's room for nothing more, is there? Holding on, you lose. the whole that you're receiving is not so frivolous. It cannot be grasped, cannot be held, cannot be carried. Why? Because it is the all, inclusive, all-pervading, whole. From the whole, nothing is missing. There is no I, me, mine. No something which appears to be fragmented, scattered, arrogant, perverse, looking sideways, restlessly looking this way and that. There is no such thing anywhere in this whole. Because no matter what form is taken, no matter what appears, that form is the whole. There are no fragments. So, everything is just all right. To get on with the case, Joshu, wash your bowl. Has all the universe come forth to become a bowl? Has it come forth as the old Buddha Joshu? Joshu was the name of a village in China, and there was a dear temple called Kannonin, a little place like a pleasant hearth. This was Joshu's place. Although Joshu was a great, great, great teacher among teachers, he only had some 20 or so students practicing in that small temple with him. The lifestyle was very, very modest and simple. They ate horse chestnuts that rolled down, korokorong, into the valley floor where they were gathered. They mixed that with their rice gruel. Gruel, regardless of what it is made of, is gruel. They weren't busying themselves by reaching out here and there. They modestly ate what was at hand. Only very settled practitioners could stay with that kind of practice. Dogen Zenji deeply venerated Joshu and always called him Joshu, the old Buddha. At 18 years old, as a layperson, a layman, he had a deep enlightenment experience. He continued avidly practicing under his teacher while continuing to work out in the world, a lay practitioner. For 40 years, he struggled without stopping, never being complacent, never lingering anywhere, carefully deepening his understanding. Although he had some 18 experiences of profound enlightenment and innumerable smaller awakenings, it said, he never stopped to sit back, but continued ever strongly in his practice. Joshu's teacher was the old Buddha Nansen, and the koan with which he was able to break through so deeply, this ordinary mind is the way. Joshu asked Nansen, what is the way? Nansen said, ordinary mind is the way. Joshu asked, should I try to direct myself toward it? Nansen said, if you try to direct yourself toward it, you betray your own practice. Joshu asked, how can I know the way if I don't direct myself? Steadily, steadily, Joshu hurls himself full force into it. At last, he's clearly able to drop off all clinging. Joshu continued his practice, and at 62 years of age, he became a monk. Body and mind, he exhausted, he dedicated his all to this great matter. Total dedication. Total dedication now and here. It's what's needed. He polished and polished his understanding. How far can one polish? Joshu stayed with it until he was 120 years of age, it said. This one thing, this one encounter, this one thing, solely this. Just this, constantly revealing the genuine. If ever you try to grasp something cleanly, let it get away. Drop it. Those who understand this understand it, but saying that may cause those of you who do not understand it to look off restlessly, to be nervous. The answer is right here. Don't look off. A monk said to Joshu, of course Joshu goes nowhere, Joshu is right here. A monk comes to him and says, and now this must be a monk who is totally sincere in his seeking. A person any less dedicated would not be here. The monk comes to Joshu in utter open sincerity, not strutting his stuff like a block of arrogance. This is an out-and-out dokusan here. The monk says, I have just entered the monastery. I have just entered the monastery. The monk is saying, I know nothing. This is not a person who comes to Joshu without knowing east from west. I have just entered this monastery. This seems to be a person who has thrown himself into this dojo in all sincerity. He might be able to grab Joshu's whole belly, or he may not. I have just come. He's not holding on to some previous experience, to some small idea, not caught up in ideas of who he thinks he is or what he thinks he's seen. Carrying nothing, he moves in emptiness. And that's why these next words leap from his mouth. Please teach me. This is the most important point, the vital matter. He is asking, what is the essence of Buddha Dharma? He is asking, what is the way? What is the true self? Seeking the genuine, truly seeking the genuine, nothing else comes out. This is all that matters. Your practice is all that matters. Please teach me. Joshu said, have you eaten your gruel? Before, in another situation, Joshu said, drink your tea. And now, have you eaten your gruel? One single grain of rice, Buddha. Once you finally meet with the genuine, you see for yourself that there is nothing which is not the genuine. Because you're perfectly receiving, accepting it all as it is. Have you eaten your gruel? What kind words. But will the monk be able to hear the kind words? The monk said, "Yes, I have." Joshua said, "Wash your bowl." Here at this temple, we use small little version of the traditional Odioki bowls. When we finished our rice gruel here, we wash our bowls and put them away. Wash your bowl. The monk understood. He could receive it all from this brief, concise teaching. His eyes were opened. Mumon's comment. Joshu opened his mouth and showed his gallbladder, his heart, and his liver. If there is a strike, there is recognition. 60 years of polishing. The treasure house of Buddha Dharma is open wide. If this monk had come to a temple of some unaccomplished, unenlightened monk, he would not have been able to take care of the business at hand. Joshu was willing and able to disclose all of life. Right now and here. Here. Have this. You know, he's revealed it all. Did it pass you by? That which you come all the way to this session to receive has been revealed. What is the way? I wonder if the monk really heard the truth, the genuine. What is Buddha? We can change the words. Buddha, genuine truth, true self. But no matter what the conditions, no matter what kind of world you find yourself thrown into, no matter if you fall or you stand or you come or you go, what is the one source. Maybe you think that there are more pressing things to deal with than the one source. Is there food to eat or there schools to attend? Don't worry. The source takes it all in. Everything is taken care of. Nothing is left out. Nothing is in excess. Here's where you can grin and say, "Good, good." This monk is no other than you yourself. This is your situation. I have just entered this monastery. I am a beginner. 10 years, 30, 50, 100 years seeking avidly, practicing without determination. Just such a person must be one who has just entered the monastery. With determined practice, you will be empty. If you are a true practitioner, here it is. Have you eaten your rice gruel? Yes, I have. One bowl of rice gruel, a spoonful, a ladleful of gruel. It's hot, it's just right, what can I say? Fluttering forth in streams. Where does it all arise? Life is crying life's tears for us. One ladleful of rice gruel. Wash your bowl. The monk understood. You must not continue on and on to try to grasp always the good place. But even without being told that, reality will make it plain to you. Reality will help you clean it up. But look how far Joshu has taken his kindness. The monk understood. He must have been absolutely empty. Buddha Dharma is everything or zero. Was there any confusion? Looks like he understood. If there is, I understand, a notion of understanding, you must not try to carry that with you. You've got to clean that up too. Wash your bowl. Morning to night, night to morning, today is the most important day. Even though the feast is before you always, even though you're feasting always and forever, you still have hunger written all over your face. You complain that your legs hurt, and yet you come running in like a rabbit. Look how blessed you are, how vitally energetic, marvelously blessed. You should be most grateful to the pain in your legs. Life is dancing, heaven and earth, dancing with you. And yet, you've still got your hand out for something more. Dig it out, dig that stinginess out. Dig. I wonder if the monk really heard the truth. I hope he did not mistake the bell for a jar. Didn't we hear this yesterday? Are you thinking, well, didn't Mamon know that I heard this yesterday? It's got to be a real awakening. It would be a great disservice to you if you were to have confirmed only a slight opening of understanding. You would not see the bell. You would not be seeing the bell, the genuine. What a pity to mistake the bell for a jar. Very, very superficially, they do look a bit alike. All the great teachers of the past were very strict about this point. If your own eye is not clearly open, you have no business guiding others. To mistake the bell for a jar. You must not be superficial. Mumon's verse. Because it is so very clear, it takes so long to realize. Clear. Clear. All too clear. Don't you see it yet? Don't you see it yet? Mumon is trying to rouse you to open your eyes, to wake up. If you just know that flame is fire, you'll find your rice has long been cooked. Flames leaping and dancing, flames are the fire. If it's burning, it's the fire. It looks like he might be giving us just a glimpse, but actually he's revealing the whole universe laid bare in one flame. You'll find your rice has long been cooked. The delicious Buddha Dharma rice is fluffy and warm. Go on, help yourself. When you're really hungry. When you really, really get hungry, you will dig right in. I brought in some good things to read to you, but it's written in tiny characters and the light is so small I can't see a thing. I can't even read this text. That's okay. The important thing is that the feast is continually laid out for you. Please don't hesitate. Dig in. One bite. Chew it well. This one bite. Ichitante, this one doing. Together with all beings, we attain the Buddha way.